Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler. Ciao.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Anon Sicko, welcome to the show. What's going on, dude?
Not much, man. Congratulations with your Raiders winning again today.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I forgot the Raiders won tonight. Thank you, dude. I'm stoked.
Yeah, I was shocked, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How was your day today?
Fantastic, dude. I hung out with my friend Lisa Shalom, who's also my in-studio guest tonight. I guess she's my co-host. She's lurking over my shoulder right now.
Nice to meet you, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm here. It's not working. Right.
She's flaring. Anon, it's thick up. It sounds like you've got a lot of noise going on there. Are you getting situated?
Yes, I am.
All right, good. Why don't you feel free to mute yourself on your end when you're situating yourself, and that would be appreciated by everybody, I'm sure. But what's going on with you, man? What? How was your weekend?
It's pretty good. Been working on our Occupy Dallas a lot this weekend. It seems to we really got the ball rolling. I know the Facebook page has about 500-600 likes on it. We have two or three different online radio stations who are going to come out and cover the event. One of them was offering to donate an equipment truck to us, and another one was offering to help donate some food and stuff like that. So it looks like we're really going to have a good event going on here in Dallas.
And that's for Occupy what?
Dallas.
Operation Dallas. What are you going to do? Just shut down the city of Dallas? How does that work?
Well, we're going to march on the Fed here. Dallas is they're the financial center of Texas. Bank of America has its biggest building in the United States, I think, is here in Dallas. We have a Fed building. Chase has a big building here in Dallas, so we're gonna set up shop in a local park here, kind of like they're doing in New York, and we're just gonna, you know, we're gonna go and do what we can to try to show solidarity with them.
Yeah, you're gonna take
balls to you.
That was somebody else. That wasn't me. That was Liza Minnelli. Left over from Three Ball Friday. Sorry, my bad.
Balls to you.
Sorry. That's Lisa. Just is watching over my shoulder, and she is figuring out how to trigger sound effects off the switchboard. And so, just don't mind that. Seriously. If you guys want to join us, 347-826-7667. It's open lines, no agenda. We can talk about whatever. We're talking right about now with Anon Sicko about Operation Dallas. They're, I guess, in solidarity with the Operation Wall Street people. And let's see. We got another caller here. Who's this? Area code 614. Caller, you're on the air. Who are you? What's on your mind?
Hey, this is Zeke.
Zeke, what's up? Anonymous Zeke, what's on your mind tonight, bro?
I'm calling in. I have some questions about Op Bart tomorrow. Does anyone know if it's happening? I imagine it is. I'm pretty sure it is. When, if it's actually going to be at 5. I know it's usually, like, doesn't get off the ground until, like, 5:30 or 6. And where people are meeting up. Because I know they switched around. They're not going to Civic Center anymore. Or do you know if they'll be going there tomorrow?
I have not heard anything. I don't know. I would just go check the hashtag OpBart and see what people are tweeting under that. That's usually where I get my cues from. But as far as I'm concerned, that is sort of ongoing, although it's kind of dissipated in past weeks. Like last week, they just rode the train, and it ended up going, you know, that kind of thinned out the herd pretty quick. And it didn't really turn into much of a demonstration at all, really, except for the few trains that people were on. So I don't know. I would hit up either the hashtag or the actual Operation BART Twitter account itself and see what they say.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that's what I'd do. Are you planning to go?
I haven't decided. I don't know.
Vince is the man. He doesn't take down the man. He is the man.
There you go. I am the man. So I guess that's a no. I don't know.
You can't bring the man down if you're the man.
Apparently, Lisa thinks I am the man, and I can't take myself down. So I don't know if I'm going to be there or not. We'll see. I will be there in spirit, though. If I'm not there in person, I will be in there in spirit. I believe these people have a right to express their feelings and their thoughts, and they should be able to do it peacefully, whether you or I agree with them or not. It's a moot point as far as I'm concerned. But you should do it. You should do it no matter what, man. If they're going to show up at 5 p.m. tomorrow and you're down for the cause, you should do it.
Yeah, I'd like to. I've been gone for a month. I was back home, so I wasn't in the Bay Area. I've got class until like 3:45, and then I have to take the Caltrain up. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it. I'm hoping that I can. But, you know, if it starts and I miss it and I don't know where anyone is, then I'll just kind of be sitting around with my thumb up my ass in San Francisco. So.
Did you go last week?
No, I only went to 1 and 2 because then I left. So I haven't gone to any of the last four.
Yeah, they've kind of changed. The last week they rode the trains. The week before that, they just decided they're going to run around the entire city and try to just make the riot cops tired.
Mm-hmm.
From running, they seriously ran all of. They went to the city hall. They went around the Orpheum Theater. They zigzagged in and out of pretty much all the bar stations a couple of times. It seems like every week it's a different approach.
Yeah, and I like that aspect. I mean, I think that's cool, keeping it fresh. As long as they're staying in the public eye, and I mean, if they're trying not to piss off commuters, I think that helps the movement. But, you know, I am sad to hear that it's dissipated a little bit. I'm wondering if now that, it's fall and people are in the area, schools starting up, I don't know if Berkeley kids are going to be there, people from Oakland.
I was just in Berkeley today. Well, I guess I wasn't technically in Berkeley. I got I'm reading a tweet here at the same time. I spent some time today in the East Bay. I went and met up with Lisa Shalom today and kicked it in the East Bay. It was good times out there. Yeah, holding it down, representing the East Bay. Shouts out to everybody who's tweeting me right now. Mary Mad, Anon Sicko, E is MC Squared. Emmy's out there. She says, oh my God, I can't wait for tomorrow. First time since the last that I'll be able to call in. Wait, first time since the last that I'll be able to call in. I guess that means she's calling in tomorrow. Sweet. Look forward to it, honey. Good times. Speaking of calling in, don't be shy, people. 347-826-7667. I'm holding it down here with Anon Sicko and Anonymous Zeke. And have you guys been paying attention to the Wall Street protest?
Of course.
What do you think about what happened yesterday? There was a big, big crash.
That was sick. There was no reason to mace them chicks.
Yeah, I saw that video.
Jesus. Oh, they had them netted in. What were they going to do? You know, that was horrible. Because of that, we spent about 3-4 hours today just talking about how we're going to trying to set up ways to defend, protect ourselves, from getting maced. That was sick. I wasn't even expecting that.
We should just go around. They should get some gas masks and just march around with gas masks on.
Dude, you gotta do that. You gotta one up the riot cops. You gotta get your own barricades. Your own. They have that stupid little net. Dude, you get some fucking like barricade thing that's got like spikes on it. Boom, that's gone. He's some heavy artillery, dude. You need some. You need. You need. You seriously need spikes.
Mary Mad just chimed in the chat room. She says no masks allowed. She's got a good point there.
No, Dallas doesn't have an anti-mask law. So we're pretty good on that. I mean, unless they start trying to call us a gang. But
it's a theatrical production, okay? Just say it's a theatrical production.
For
New York law.
I know in the past when I've had, when I've done other things with my mask on in Dallas, I've never had any issues, so you never know. Hopefully that won't become an issue, but if it does, it does, you know. I can live without my mask.
Crappy Fenders? We have a Crappy Fenders. There's a new Crappy every fucking night. There's Crappy Tea Bags, Crappy tea bags, crappy airbags, crappy tires. Now we have crappy fenders. Perfect. But I was digesting. I saw the video as well, and I was horrified that those poor chicks just cornered behind this that hideous orange mesh thing. Yeah, they're not going anywhere. They're totally kettled. And then to add insult to injury, these guys decided to spray them with mace. That's just so not cool.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I understand them trying to clear the people out of the streets. That makes sense. But once you've cleared them out of the streets and you have them pinned in and cornered, I don't think there's any need to pepper spray them. I think you just gotta, you know, as much as these cops don't like the words coming out of these people's mouths, and I gotta tell you, I'm not impressed with all the words that are being used by some of these protesters. But hey, it's their right to say whatever the fuck they want, however retarded it is. And I think some of the cops just snapped, and it's. I think some of their reactions were just uncalled for.
The point is they have a right to be there. You know, there's no reason. They have no reason to tell them not to be there. You know what I mean? Our country was founded on exactly what they're doing. If it wasn't for people being allowed to do that, or not even really allowed to do that, but people doing it anyways, then we wouldn't have a country to begin with. And when you start taking that away, then you stop becoming American, you know? We have a right to fight for what we believe in. If our founding fathers would have just listened to what they were being told to do, then, you know, we'd all be British right now and calling each other wankers and shit.
Very true. Lisa Shalom, you have something you want to add? She's Canadian, by the way.
We won't hold it against her.
Hey, well, the people that are putting on this fucking event, Adbusters, are Canadian.
Yeah, we won't hold it against them either.
You didn't say that. Well, what I would add to that is that I was part of the protest in the 2001, in Quebec City in 2001, against the FTAA. The free trade agreements in the Americas, and at that protest they used military tear gas canisters on the public in public places. I was actually in a park, a children's park, and there was actually children playing in it with their grandmother, it seems, an older woman, and tear gas canisters started to fall, and this was well away from the protest grounds, and this had a lasting repercussion on my health. And so I'm pretty familiar with this with tear gas and this sort of repression tactics being used really inappropriately and in places where people are coming together in a forum to express, you know, to express dissent, and I guess it's not anything new, or at least it's not it's a, so Somebody says blame Canada. I'm getting distracted by all your comments. But it just, it's, you know, it's common practice to silence the rebels using whatever tactics necessary. And so all the more reason to be out there, I think.
If a Canadian gets it, why can't Americans get it? Come on now.
Canadians get what? I'm saying I was in Canada. The one that just happened in Canada.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If Canadians get, if they can get the importance of being able to protest and express your opinion, then why can't Americans get it?
You're saying we're normally more thick-headed? More usually so.
Well, I wasn't saying it. I was implying it. There's a difference there.
Yeah. No, everybody has their own tactics for dissent. You know, if being out on the street speaks to you, and if being out on the street is something that that you feel healthy, fit, and willing and able to do, then that should be your tactic and that should be your strategy. But if, you know, I think there's also with, you know, even letter writing and these things that get overlooked and undervalued, I think they also have a place, you know.
Yeah, but it's to the point now where they just ignore the letters. So you have to get out and you have to make yourself heard. You know, so...
Go ahead. Yeah, well, I just believe in diversity of tactics. I think that there needs to be people working on all levels in whatever way that their heart feels called to work up on. And, you know, when this particular incident was going on for me, I was in my late teens and I felt called to be out there in the streets. I had the energy for it, the time for it. And I also, you know, I guess I could, I had the physical wellness and ability to be out there in the streets facing the riot police. But, you know, I don't think everybody is poised to do that in whatever way they want to show up is,
I didn't realize that Adbusters was Canadian. I don't know a whole lot about them, but I saw a tweet not long ago. Someone said, "Oh, I didn't know Adbusters was supporting this, so I no longer support this movement."
Yeah,
and I'm wondering, do you think that the Canadian aspect makes, you know, people here think, oh, it's other people coming to interfere with the U.S. and it's not a, you know, U.S.-based movement?
To be honest, until Vince said that, I don't think many people even really know Adbusters as Canadian. I don't think it matters personally, but... I really just don't think people know. I bet if I tweeted it right now, nobody would be able to tell me that Adbusters was Canadian. So I think it's a non-factor, you know?
To be honest, I even being from Canada, I feel like Canada is it's like the next state. I mean, I don't see very much of a difference between Canada and the U.S. I know that if I show my face in Canada at this point, I'll get in big trouble.
Really?
No. Well, I think that Canadians like to consider themselves superior on some level to Americans, but I don't know that that's, you know, very warranted at this point.
Yeah, I think it's very relevant in some ways that who Adbusters are exactly, and what they were the ones that initially put the call out to do this. Are they still boots on the ground? Are they still involved? For all we know, they just put the call out there and let the gears of whatever machine take over and do their work. Seriously, take a look at who these people are and what they're standing for. It doesn't matter what they're standing for. It's the right to, like I said, it's like a Seinfeld of protest. It's a, you know, it's a show. Seinfeld's a show about nothing. It seems like a protest about nothing, and that's fine. That in and of itself is okay. It doesn't matter. But I'm just a little. I think a lot of people are a little dubious about the nature of these protests and who is really, you know, who's what's really going on here? Who are these people exactly, and what do they want? Is it? It seems it's at some level. It just seems it's just like a bunch of rabble rousers hanging out, waiting for something to happen. I'm trying to look at it objectively. I certainly am in solidarity with people expressing their, you know, their free speech. More power to them, absolutely. But I think a lot of people are holding them at arm's distance because they don't know what the hell is going on.
Balls to you!
It seems like there's a lot of folks. Yeah, my engineer, Lisa Shalom, tonight, everybody. Lisa Shalom. Okay, I'm just going to shut up and take this next call. Hang on, let's see who this is. Caller, I blocked my caller. Who's this?
Come up,
Alex. I'm sorry. Caller, are you on? Who's this? Caller, hello?
Oh.
Hey, who's that? Hello?
Oh, I can barely hear you.
I can hear you just fine.
Sounds like you're in a closet or something, man.
Is there an echo?
I don't know. You sound far away. I could hear the other callers. They sound pretty clear.
How about now? How do I sound now?
No, you sound muffled, bro.
You sound fantastic, bro. What's on your mind? Forget about me. What's on your mind?
Let me tell you about those protesters. Listen, I'm pro-American. I've been down there to New York by the pit where the 9/11 towers were. And I'm telling you, those people out there, they're anti-American. And although my group is a small protesting the protesters, we're out there as long as they're out there. And I'm telling you, they're anti-American. Hello?
Hey, what's up? Okay, sorry, I was muted. Yes, I hear what you're saying. I could see how you could jump to that conclusion. You got some hideous background on the front. So I'm going to put you on mute. You got to turn down your speakers or something. You got something weird going on here. It sounds like we got a tea party around here. And I see what you're saying. It is a little bit suspect when you tune into this this live stream, and everybody who is operating the live stream all have accents. They all sound like Europeans or some sort of foreign nationals. It always seems like the people on camera are always of some sort of ethnicity. So I'm not going to speculate exactly, but I do have it on good sources that you know some of these folks could be potential agent provocateurs or agents or astroturf, if you will, they could actually be Wall Street, you know, plants. Who fucking knows? This could be George Soros or the Koch brothers, you know, astroturf. God knows who these people are. Do you really know? Just because somebody puts up a live stream in the middle of Manhattan, you should take them at their word. They're just, you know, should be supported. No questions asked. I like what they got there going on down there. I'm not a big fan of the General Assembly. To me, I feel like I'm watching when I watch that tune in and catch the General Assembly. I feel like I'm tuning in to like an all hands meeting for the homeless. I don't get it. But hey, more power to them. It's their right. Am I wrong, Zeke? Sicko, your thoughts?
Well, I'm trying to find the right way to phrase this. The thing is it's not. They're not Wall Street plants or anything like that. They are pissed off people who are tired of being abused. And if you don't think they're being abused, then you're not paying enough attention. We're all being abused.
Right? Adbusters, so, Adbusters, by the way, Adbusters does get funding from Soros Foundation, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, but this isn't an Adbusters movement, you know.
But they started it, though. They started
They said everybody go down there, but then the people took it. All right.
The people. That always scares me. When people say the people, those people took it. Not the people. It's a little misleading when you say the people, because a lot of people think when you say the people, you mean everybody. Not everybody's there. There are those people. And you know they're staying on the land they're staying on. The land they're staying on. If it wasn't for capitalism, you know that they wouldn't be able to stay in that park, because that park's a privately owned park. If that were a publicly owned park, it'd have a curfew and they wouldn't be able to stay overnight. That's why they can't stay in the public parks. If it wasn't for private industry and private property, these people wouldn't be able to stay overnight. And that property that those people are squatting on is owned by a publicly traded company that is traded on Wall Street. Okay? Like, if that's not a red flag, I don't know what is.
Well, that just means there's a problem with bureaucracy, and we should petition to change, the laws for the particular parks. Or at the very least,
but you know why those laws are in place, though? You know why those laws are in place, though? It's because the goddamn homeless. You could thank people like Giuliani for that, who majorly turned the screws on public space. And, you know, if they didn't have those laws in place, you'd still have, homeless people there. And that's the reality. That's the reality of the municipal laws and stuff, and state and local laws. Is like, I live here in the People's Republic of San Francisco. I cannot legally get a circumcision if I have a child in this state. I have to go in this city. I have to go out of the city. It's just asinine, crazy laws, dude. We got people protesting in the
right.
Nude because we have people that want to on the board that want to suggest that people that are naked have to carry around a little loincloth or some shit that they have to sit on everywhere they go. What's that all about? Come on.
But here's the thing, though, Vince. You wouldn't have to have those kind of laws, protecting against the homeless, if we lived in a society that cared about people. Okay.
That's exactly right. That goes right.
We have an excess of homes. We don't have enough people to fill up the homes. Why are they homeless? Because they can't afford it. Right. That doesn't sound right to me. Just like people are starving because they can't afford to go and buy them a sandwich, that doesn't sound right to me. People shouldn't die because they can't afford their medicine. All right, something's broke, and we have to fix it.
Yeah, there's definitely something up. I agree. There's certainly something up. And what it is just a numbers game. It's just math. And people in Washington and Wall Street don't want to acknowledge reality or math. And this is the start. This is just as much as I'm cynical about this whole thing, I'm still happy it's happening. And I'm kind of jealous in a way that I'm not there to because I used to live in New York for some time, and I know if I would at least come drop by and witness that, just because it's a beautiful spectacle, to at least see, people taking to the streets and trying to put a message out there. Like them or love them, the Tea Party was the last group that did something like this, and I have to commend them for the way they were able to build on a brand, even though their brand got hijacked and commercialized. Still, you have to give it up for them. They already had the right idea.
They have
a very small minority politically, but they're holding all the cards right now. If you look at what's playing out nationally, and I think this movement that's pissed off at Wall Street could learn something from that. And if they were smart, they would build a coalition. I think there's a lot of independents, if you will, who are kind of on the sideline. And could easily, rally behind a single issue, and if it's the right single message, I think it gets a lot of people on board really quick. The other determining factor is, if a year from now the unemployment number increases at all, you're gonna start to see these type of things, these gatherings swell in numbers. You know, just because people are not gonna have jobs or anything else going on, so they're just gonna come out and just be pissed off about it. Why not? What else is there to do? And, it'll be interesting to see.
If this wasn't a people's movement, then there wouldn't be 40 different events popping up over the next month. Right there, or it may not even be that long. I know Dallas is on the 6th. I know Chicago's already started. I think Denver's on the 14th. And I think there's a few events going off on the 16th. You know, this really is a issue for the people.
Right, let's
that echo with I've got my stuff completely muted.
It could be me. I have my studio monitor playing in background. Is that better? Who was complaining about the echo?
It was Sicko. Yeah, and I don't hear it now.
Okay, that was me. All right, that's what it is. I was afraid that was what was happening. I'm playing back in the speakers, so Lisa can hear. But I'll send her the link so she can just tune in. Lisa, you should.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't screwing up your show here.
No, that was me screwing up my own show, dude. Let me see who this is. Caller, you just called in. What's your name and what's on your mind?
Hey, Vince, what's happening?
Hey. Nothing, dude. Who's this?
What's up? What's it? You guys done circle jerking?
Oh, hey, Wait a second. I recognize this voice. Who is this?
Hey, Vince, what's up? It's me, man. Listen, I just wanted to let you guys know about these hooligans and miscreants and, these liberals that are going out here. And, you know, I live a couple blocks. I'm in Manhattan here, Vince. And, these guys, they're filthy. It's disgusting. They got so many policemen out there. They're wasting our taxes when we have all this other terrorism and shit to worry about.
No, your government's wasting their taxes. The people aren't telling them cops to be there. The city of New York is telling them cops to be there for no reason. So don't say that on the protesters. It's just like Bart. There's no reason for them to be 36 cops for every person there. There is no point behind it unless you want to mace some innocent women standing up against a building that you already have netted in.
Listen, are you done tooting your own horn?
Well, I'm sorry, caller. What's your name again? You're calling out of New York. What's your name?
What's my name?
Yeah. You seem to be a tough guy, wise guy, whatever. Yeah, I'll call you what?
Call me Thomas Aquinas.
Okay, Thomas. All right, and you're calling out of Manhattan.
I walk by these people, they stink, it's like the 60s. Vince, it's disgusting. You guys are calling from sunny wherever you are, California, and these people are
filthy. It's beautiful here,
buddy.
It's beautiful. Great here.
I know it is, because you guys don't have these hippie liberals hanging out there protesting. They're not getting their word across. They're getting their word across thanks to the police. Because the police ain't tolerating their shit. That's what's happening, Vince. That's what's happening. These people, their feces, they're all over the place. They're shitting and pissing in the park. That park is beautiful. And they ruined everything. They're not getting their point across, Vince. There's other ways to do it. They should write to the legislators and the government and things like that and do a peaceful protest. Not these protests where they're pissing all over the place. They're fighting with the police. There's no reason for it.
Yeah, and also if you remember the teabaggers, they do it legit too. They actually get permits. They stay on the sidewalks, and you know they do it. They play above the belt. I mean they do some underhanded stuff. I admit it. They troll pretty hard, but they do it within the bounds of for lack of a better term, the system or the rules. And look at how far they've gotten. They're sponsoring fucking CNN debates now.
They're a bunch of idiots, Vince. They're idiots.
They are idiots. But look at them. Look how far they've gotten. They're running the goddamn country right now.
Who's running the country, Vince?
The teabaggers.
Vince, you know what the problem is, Vince? I think you got teabagged too many times in your life.
Well, I live in the Bay. That's how it is. That's how it is here, bro. You, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah, but then you got to go down there and hang out with these people and see what they're like. They're the mystery.
I've seen them. What are you talking about, bro? I watch the live stream every day. I watch the live stream every day.
You got to go down there and speak to some of them, Vince.
We've been doing that. We've been every night. We've been having a live feed where we cut live to the protesters down. Let me see if I can get that hooked up for you. Hang on a second, Thomas. I got this. I think right now, if I'm not mistaken, right now they're having another general assembly down there. And if I get my switchboard up and running here, okay, we got. See if we can pipe this in here. Okay, now we're gonna cut to the General Assembly right now going on. Protesters in Lower Manhattan. We're gonna prove these people are smart people. They're working out very intellectual, intricate discussions about economic philosophy and how Wall Street is basically keeping us down. All right. And they work out their plan for the next day at these general assemblies. And Thomas, maybe if you listen in and actually hear these people in their own element, you'll get a better understanding. Let's check in with them. Here we go. Yes. Really. We can cut the feed now. We get it. We cut the feed. There you go, Thomas. See.
Vince, you call that educated?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Give them. They're trying. They're pissed off. They're trying. They're kids. They don't know any better.
Vince,
give them
Snoop Doggy Dog. Snoop Doggy Dog sounds more educated than those fools.
Well, I don't know, man. It sounds. You just got to give them a chance, man. You just got to give them a chance. They're trying.
They're gothic hippies that don't shower. They're disgusting. They're wasting our money. Just tell them to go home, Vince. That's it. They got to go.
Can we get rid of Thomas? God damn it. What a hater. Goddamn hater. Let's see who else we got here. Caller, block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? Bill.
I'm good. You want to weigh in now on this whole Wall Street protester thing? We had Thomas there who was seemed kind of anti-occupation Wall Street. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, Vince, I got to side with the individual we called prior. I, too, work in the area. I walk by this park, and I hear the chanting.
You're in New York City, too? You're also in
New York City? I am in New York also.
Do you work down there? Are you an actual Wall Street employee?
No. I live that near Battery Park City. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, of course. I know where that is.
It's across the street from the pit, and across the pit itself is this little park where the protesters are at. Now they're there 24/7, and they, I do my jogging, my errands. I work. Actually, I catch the train. It's near the park, and every morning. What you hear is these nonsensical chants of mic check, and they repeat each other's words. Today, I'm going to have this. It makes no sense. They're protesting something. Yes, I understand their protest, but they have no semblance of an idea. They're scattered. They're infiltrated by anarchists. They're infiltrated by bums. They're infiltrated by people who are looking for a cause. So they come across as lunatics, and this is the general opinion in New York City. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of that sort of sentiment on the internet, on Twitter, and it seems to be a mixed bag. I see a lot of people who are doubting these protests, and I can certainly empathize with that. But I got to tell you, I'm still on the fence. I'm still rooting for these protesters. I think they're in the right ballpark. I think they just need some time to zero in on their target. Okay. And now let's bring on another caller. I have a good friend of the show, our good friend Jackal Anon, now with us. What's up, Jackal?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, bro. I'm trying to. I'm hanging out here in studio with my lovely, lovely guest, Lisa Shalom. She's an international activist. She's out of Montreal, Canada, and she's gracing me in the studio today. And we're just kicking it freestyle, talking about protesting. Talking of what?
It sounds like we're talking about Wall Street.
Wall Street, yes. I thought you said bullshit. I guess it's kind of the same thing, but synonymous. But yeah, that's the general idea. What are your thoughts, Jackal?
I like the overall idea. I do encourage protesting. I think they're doing it the right way that I've seen so far. They need to march more, though, like a lot more. Especially now that mainstream media is starting to pick up on how the cops are being violent, macing and stuff like that. It's important to show that to the world. And sounds cliche, but the whole world is literally watching. I think it's a great idea, but everybody knows I'm pro-protest, so. Yeah.
See, that's my. Am I muted?
No, sir. I can hear you.
Okay. That's my biggest point is, regardless on if you believe why they're out there or not, they have a right to be there. And for these cops to do all this stuff, like tell them they can't put a tarp up to keep the rain off of them, and to tell them that they can't have a microphone or a megaphone or some shit like that. Maybe if the cops would let them have those, people wouldn't think they were so crazy for repeating all the words, you know, because that's why they're doing it, so everybody can hear.
Right.
You know, that's the issue that I'm finding with all these people who are hating on the protest. They're not hating on the people's cause. They're hating on the fact that they're out there. And that's the sole reason we founded this country, was for freedom of speech, freedom of religion, you know, and freedom to do what you feel is right. And unfortunately, over the past 30 years, we've gotten away from that.
Absolutely.
I'm hearing you, and I feel like what I would add to that discussion is just that if a point needs to be made, ideally it should be made in a way that can be heard. You know what I'm saying? Like it should be made in a way just as maturely as possible. And I'm saying that because I'm coming from a background of a lot of activism, a lot of protesting, and a lot of putting myself out in the streets in order to make a point to be heard, because I'm just as disturbed by what's going on out there in the world as I'm sure all of you are. I'm just feeling like after a lot of time spent as an activist trying to you know change things, I'm feeling like the way that I had tried to make a point in the beginning by being out there on the streets protesting, it was a little bit counterproductive often. And I think that also there was a lot of my own anger and my own unresolved issues coming out in the form of blame or in the form of just anger, and so, you know, I guess the point I'm trying to make, or I'm just trying to add to the discussion, is that yes, things need to change, and yes, we should be out there voicing what we feel, and yes, freedom of speech is a beautiful thing, and it should be maintained at all costs. And at the same time, we need to, as you know, as citizens of whatever country we're from, some from Canada, some from the U.S., we need to show up in a mature and responsible fashion and do our best to get our point across without the attitude that I often see at protests or encounter, which is to me a little bit too angry or too adolescent angsty to be taken seriously.
Can I ask if you're pro or con on the protests that are currently happening inside New York City?
I, you know, to be honest, I don't know enough about it.
And I've been on the road. I haven't been tuning into the internet or to the news or to any form of education about current events. So I couldn't answer really, honestly.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think the first few days it was all over the board, and people weren't thinking with a clear mind. People were excited about protesting. A lot of new people protesting. We've gotten to a week now, and I think you're starting to see a clear path on what people are doing. I have some friends that are out there. They're stoked every day about what's going on. So
that's fantastic. And I used to live in New York City, and I feel like the people who are on the ground, the on-the-ground activists, because they live in such a fast-paced society where you need to one moment, I'm sorry about that, where you need to really stay on top of your game. I think that people, there's like a bit of a no-nonsense, no-bullshit attitude, and I think that that reflects in the activist culture, and I think that they have a really strong base that they're acting from in general in terms of activism.
So I'm unfamiliar with you. What's your cause that you protest for?
Well, I'm 29 now. I started my activist career when I was about 16, 17, and became vegan, and so a big part of my activism was centered around animal rights. But then, you know, I did also social justice things in New Zealand, and I was an activist on the Sea Shepherd boat in 2002, doing anti-whaling and anti-dolphin hunting activity, stuff like that.
So majority animal rights.
Majority animal rights to in the beginning, and then as I kind of broadened my knowledge base about what was actually going on out in the world, there was a lot of social justice activism and also food politics and genetically engineered foods became a big issue that I was dealing with as well.
Nice.
Yeah. And I guess my involvement has been extensive and great, and that's why I feel I'm able to kind of critique the movement, because it's very close to my heart. You know, and it's a place where I've spent a lot of time and tried to self reflect and see wait, let me just ask the host Vince here if I'm being too boring and serious for his show. I'm not really sure what show usually looks like.
Oh, this is fine. It gets work crazier than this.
We're just getting warmed up, sisters. The first hour. The first hour is boring and bland. And the second hour, we start having fun sex.
You're calling me boring?
And so it's okay. It's okay. They don't care. Just as long as there's a female voice talking to them, they're fine. They're happy.
No, I think this is a fair topic, and especially looking at an outside view and someone that is clearly, I don't want to use the word professional activist, but someone that's passionate.
She's got a background in activism for sure. She can definitely, yeah. She's definitely a reputable source to comment on activism in general and different tactics. She's been aboard the Sea Shepherd when they've, you know, confronted whalers on the ice in Canada. I mean,
that'd be awesome.
She's done some. You want to talk about direct action? I mean, that's as probably as gnarly as you can get. You know, confronting sealers on the ice who are, you know, bullying you around these clubs that have picks on the end of them, but acting like they're fucking like hockey sticks, like they're checking you on the ice. It's crazy. I helped her
edit
a documentary made up of all the footage that she cultivated when she was.
Oh, so you guys go back?
We've known each other for over 5 years now. It's been 5 years since I left, since we've seen each other, I think, but we've known each other for probably about 7 or 8 years, and I met her when I lived in New York, and she was fairly active back then as well. She's you know, somebody who turned me on to veganism and all that stuff. I'd already been vegetarian for a long period of time, but yeah, she's definitely
can comment, especially on New York as well. She's familiar. I'm sure if she was back there right now, she'd probably come by. You probably know people that are protesting down there. I bet you if Lisa, if you looked at the footage, you'd probably recognize some people. Because I've been with you on some marches. There was I think the last march I was on with you in New York was there was a reporter, the guy, he was a videographer who got killed in Osaka. What was his name? Ryan something or other?
It wasn't in Israel? It wasn't in Palestine?
No. It was a guy who was on, he was in Mexico. He was a journalist. He was an American
Oaxaca.
Journalist. And he was reporting in Oaxaca. There was like teacher union strikes or something. And there was shooting. And this guy got killed.
Yeah, that was Brad Will. Brad Will in Oaxaca,
yeah.
Mexico. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I remember parading around the streets of New York with you and a bunch of activists and I want to say the Extra Action Marching Band, or there's some marching band that there's one in New York and one in San Francisco, and I don't even know if they had a permit or not. It was like the Lower East Side. They just went on. There was maybe about 300 people who paraded around the Lower East Side and went from these different condemned buildings that these activists. That they're still there. There's certain parts of the Lower East Side. There's still condemned buildings where activists will squat in New York City, and I'm sure a lot of these kids that are squatting in Lower Manhattan have squatted in some of these areas. And these activists that we were following around, friends of Lisa's, they did like a tour of all the different squats in the neighborhood they used to crash at with this guy Brad Will, their homie who died, who was. Kind of like remind me of in these off BART protests, we had Josh Wolf, who's just sort of like Johnny on the spot videographer, student, citizen activist, journalist type. This guy's like the same thing, but on more like a global scale. And so Lisa's kind of all over the board. I wouldn't say she just like is down with just necessarily animal rights causes.
Thanks, Vince. Some serious backup.
I'm gonna upload the picture of you with the megaphone today.
Yeah, I don't mean to be down on any kind of culture trying to make a difference or change in the world. You know, I support and empower and believe that there needs to be people in the world making some change and standing up for what they believe in. And at the same time, my involvement has showed me. Just that we need, or that I'll speak for myself, that I need to be careful of how I show up and do my best to be as productive and open-hearted in the process as possible. Yeah.
What do you feel about cyber activism?
What is cyber activism? Enlighten me.
Hacking, DDoS.
Okay.
Let's just say anonymous. Just throwing a name out there.
Well, I mean, I just think it's dangerous to make broad sweeping statements, so I don't want to say that I feel one way or another about it. I think that there's a time and a place for all sorts of different strategies and tactics. You know.
By the way, that's one of them. That's one tactic right there.
Right.
Is what? What's the
tactic?
That's
kind of dumb.
I showed her the latest Op Syria deface.
Oh, nice.
Anon UK tweeted out that the Nyan Cat. It's still up. It's the MOT.
They tweeted that.
I
was the first person to tweet that, brother. All 12.
Well, whoever. That's the first person I saw it. So that's where I got it. But I showed that to her, and it annoyed the shit out of her. She didn't understand it. But that was her introduction to cyber activism.
Now that one wasn't as good in my eyes. I think it's good, but it's not as good as the ones from yesterday. That if you scrolled over the bodies, you had a name of a person that had died from the hands of the Syrian government, and on Syrian government's like websites. That one was; those were epic. The Nyan Cat, it's funny. That was actually my idea. I threw that out there, and they did it. So,
wow.
I found it funny. It's it doesn't really have a message.
Hey, Vince.
There's Syrian government websites.
Can you post the link to the feed you're on?
I'm showing her the screen caps I took last night of the different city. These are municipal government websites in Syria that had their government webpage front page defaced, and it was a like an animation, or not animation, I guess it's an whatever flash
HTML5.
Whatever it's called. It's an HTML5, excuse me, of the, I guess it's the entire the entire continent, or not continent, the border of the country of Syria, but filled in with individual pictures or figures that represent each of the civilians and innocent folks who were killed by Bashar al-Assad. And then when you hover over one of these, it pinpoints each individual giving their name, like this person's Hani Qassam al-Numeri, killed on May 22nd in Damascus, tortured to death. And all these people, you hover over them and it gives a different thing. Wow. And this is anonymous, the hacktivist who hacked into these websites and defaced them like this.
There were seven yesterday, 12.
Seven different cities, yeah.
Seven yesterday, 12 today. Anybody want to guess the number for tomorrow?
Zero. That is
24.
Enough. It won't be 24.
Oh.
But
18.
I think, yeah, we'll see.
My last name is Shalom, which means peace in Hebrew, and I go to the Middle East every year, and that, I guess, just that area holds a special place in my heart, and I know that I'm grateful for any support of the people there. I mean, I don't know, are you guys claiming to be the perpetrators of this hacking, or?
Yes, Anonymous did do it.
Say that.
Yes, Anonymous did take claim of it. Yeah, absolutely, we did.
Wow. I mean, I would say I would say I support this, what I'm seeing in front of me, and I think it's really powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit more powerful than the Nyan Cat. The Nyan Cat's a little bit more lousy.
There's this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one that's a game. I did a video screenshot of the game where you try to throw the shoe at Bashar al-Assad.
That one was funny.
Yeah, here it is. Oh, no, that's the nine. Wait, that's the Nyan Cat. Let me find, god damn it. Oh, so many screen caps, so little time.
Are they still up? Last time I heard, they were up. So
yeah,
you can just
up.
Go to their sites. She could, like, see it, like, right now.
Oh, is that site still up? Oh, can you paste that in the chat? I'll just click on it.
They're in the chat.
Oh, right now? Oh, okay. Where?
Vince doesn't ever read the chat.
I know.
No, not every minute. I want the one where it's the guy's trying to throw the shoe.
Oh, I'll get that. I'm sorry, Vince.
It's the game where you try to hit him with the target, with the shoe.
Where am I going to find this? I tweeted it yesterday. Can't believe you had me searching for a freaking link.
That's bad. It's a fucking internet show. Come on. You should have been already on it.
I didn't know we were going to be talking about it.
Oh, we're
but
talking.
But yeah, it's cool. The shoe one is fun because it's addictive.
Oh, here we go. This is the shoe one.
The ones from yesterday are still up, though.
I'm showing it to her now. I found it. I did a screen cap of it, and...
Yeah, it's a little game that you play, and you throw a shoe at them. And he makes weird noises when you hit him.
So that replaced the regular government website.
For what country?
Yeah, for one of the cities.
That city was, I don't even remember the city.
Like each Syrian website, each Syrian city has their own municipal website. So it's like whatever, Damascus.sy.gov or some shit like that.
I think the shoe one was Damascus.
Yeah, yeah. Good times on the interwebs. Brought to you by, in part, by Anonymous.
Yeah, major Ball. Props for that.
Balls to you, Anonymous.
Balls yeah. to you!
Yeah. So there's also Anonymous members that are at this protest in New York. They were actually kicked out of Burger King because Anonymous, they wear masks to keep an anonymous, and they weren't allowed to wear their Guy Fawkes masks inside of Burger King.
So, yeah, well, you know, see, the thing is that I my approach is has changed and shifted over the years, and while I used to walk into places wearing masks and all this, I feel like it's understandable as to why that would be frightening to people and why they wouldn't want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that that it's that incomprehensible to understand why somebody wouldn't want you walking into their place wearing masks.
Okay. How about when they tell you to take off your mask, you take it off, and then they say that they will not serve anonymous people because there was a cop in there.
Okay. Well, that's not so cool.
We had fun with them that night.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the attitude, and I guess I found in general when you approach people as whatever you want to call it, equals, or if you approach them really clear in yourself and looking into their eyes, then it tends to be a positive interaction,
As long as your interaction isn't with sheep that listen to whatever everybody else says.
I know what you're saying. Like it's just I don't know if we want to really get into this conversation because it can maybe get a little lengthy.
We got plenty of time, bro.
Yeah, we have another hour.
We have an hour. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah. Well. I'm saying that I now, my life is a lot more centered around teaching yoga, doing massage therapy, acting, and doing some music, mostly percussion and singing. So these are all things that I love and that really allow me to express the things that I feel like I want to express from the heart. And I'm able to make a statement using these mediums, and at the same time, this fulfills my own desire to create and to, my own artistic desire. So it's a win-win situation, and I feel like because I'm satisfied in my own creative life, then I feel like that just kind of snowballs and translates to positive interactions with all the people around me, or just in whatever circumstance I find myself in, I'm able to relate to people on a level where I'm not confronting necessarily. And so I've found that to be such an effective technique in my own life. Like it's a means of change to teach a yoga class and to do it from the heart and to allow people to open their bodies and breathe and allow them to rid themselves of tension and stress a little bit so that they can just kind of approach their own lives in a way, in a centered, grounded way. And I'm finding this satisfying in my own life, and I'm feeling like if more of activism is including what people love to do themselves, like if you love working with computers, fantastic, do that. And if you can be subversive and make a statement and in doing so just get your message across, I think that's really powerful and positive and ideal. But if it's including, confronting people and whatever it was. What was it? Burger King?
Yeah. They kicked us out. So we posted the number to that particular Burger King on Twitter and had my 40,000 followers call them and complain. So...
Okay, well, unless that's the way that you want to go about it, that's cool. I'm not going to pronounce judgment on that. I'm just feeling like, is there like a bitterness there? Like, do these people...
Not really. That was more because they put out one of our brothers and told everybody else that they couldn't come in,
mm-hmm.
that, as a gentleman earlier said, that you can go to your lawmakers and stuff like that. The lawmakers in this particular instance would have been the people that are running the restaurant at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go to Burger King Corporate or stuff like that, especially since most of them are franchised out. So why don't you talk to the actual location that's there? Just happened to be a large amount of people that were upset about it.
Okay, so but who's going to be fielding these calls that are coming in?
The workers
probably
that told...
Burger King employees, right? And these people are probably...
Yeah, the people that told them to get out of their store.
Okay, and...
Like literally, I put out the phone number 2 minutes after they got kicked out. So
okay,
it would be the... What was that,
sorry? You're free to do as you choose to do, and I guess I just see that... As my own life progresses, I just see that what I'm trying to say is that you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always a way to turn things positive and to, like, bring the love and bring the change within the interaction and bring it positive. You know?
Yep.
I just tweeted a picture of my guest, Lisa Shalom. We were just earlier performing our Megaforce routine on the Hay Ashbury district of San Francisco. We had a good time out there. I did get some epic video too that I'm gonna share once the show's over.
You are not gonna share that.
No way, dude. She was representing Megaforce in a huge way. Also, we discovered we're working on a new series that we're pitching to the Sci-Fi Channel, Conspiracy Hunters, and we did some filming today at Golden Gate Park. I don't want to give away too much, but I will tease you a little bit. We have uncovered that there is, in fact, at this moment in Golden Gate Park, a FEMA camp being built, and Lisa and I discovered it today. We were doing some filming for Conspiracy Hunters. We had it on good authority that this new FEMA camp building is under construction, and I have photos and video to prove it. And it's gonna be released hopefully at some time. We're gonna have this pilot shot. But
So you stay in San Francisco as well?
Lisa is in San Francisco right now. She's visiting. She's of course a citizen of the world. She's out of Montreal though. She's based in Montreal.
Oh, so pretty close to crappy tires.
Unfortunately for her, yes.
What?
Crappy Tires is a friend of the show. Crappy Tires is a very spry, eager youngster. He's a Canuck. He's based out of Toronto. Ottawa, I want to say. I don't know. Somewhere up there. He's Canadian. And he was a big supporter of the show during the summer when everybody, I guess all the kids are on vacation. But now he's back in school, so thankfully he doesn't...
Actually, he's skipping school to go to IRC. And he's about to get kicked out of IRC for skipping school. So I'll go ahead and say that here. If he comes in to IRC tomorrow, he's getting kicked out and banned from IRC.
Aw, poor guy. You're going to make him cry.
Yeah, but he should be in school. He's in IRC at school computers.
Oh, whoa.
So, yeah.
Perfect. All right, folks. Oh, we got people muted in the chat room. What's up with that? Anon Korea. The hell?
I want to give a shout out to Motormouth for scrolling
in white text.
In white text.
it's actually a link. I missed it. Now they're
scrolling in white text. Okay.
This is a nasty byproduct, Lisa, of the internet, doing an internet-based show. You have to deal with things like trolls and scrolling. It just comes with the territory.
We do it out of love.
We do it for the lulls.
They do it for the lulls.
All for the lulls.
Kind of like the nap. Did you laugh when you looked at it, or were you more like, what in the world is this?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when I looked at the fact that you're writing in white on a white screen.
No. When you looked at the website with the cat flying, and.
Oh. Yeah, of course I laughed.
Yeah. See, we did it for the lulls. You laughed. It worked.
But I'm still not quite sure what that website was prior to the singing cat.
It would have been a government website in Syria. And then there was a link at the bottom. If you clicked on that link, in Arabic, it taught internet security. Mm-hmm. And you could ghost yourself in Syria and not have your keystrokes logged because they log everybody's keystrokes. So it was funny at first, but then you saw a link at the bottom and it was in Arabic, and then people could click and get more information.
Okay, but now are people unable to? Did you actually? Was it?
Yeah, that's on their websites, like in Syria right now. So if a citizen in Syria went to that website, that's what they're going to see. They're not going to see whatever propaganda that the government gives.
Right, but what? Who put on this like button to be able to not have their keystrokes logged?
We made it with Tor and a whole bunch of other people.
Wow, powerful. Is there like a forum of feedback that you've gotten from Syrians? Like, is there a place where they can talk to you?
No. I mean, of course, like some people like that are more activist friendly over there will like reach us on Twitter and stuff. But for the most part, it's a deed that goes unknown. I mean, if I would have never called in this show and talked about it, if I haven't built up a relationship with Vince, we would truly be unknown what happened. That's the point of being anonymous. We don't do it for any kind of thank yous. I mean, I go by a nickname. No one knows my actual name. So, we take great steps to be the faceless person.
I was told it was Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, we're the faceless person that doesn't need any thank yous. We don't do it for thank yous. We don't do it for cash. We don't do it for anything except for activism, for myself. So some people just literally bomb pages for the lulls and with no meaning. But like in Op-Bart, we did that on their page. And leak some information. Syria, we're defacing a lot. You're going to start seeing a lot of leaks as well. So it's an ongoing thing.
Wow, it's really far-reaching, too. You know, it's affecting the lives of a lot of people, I'm sure.
Yeah,
affecting lives. Great. I heard
it. It's making for people get off work early, too. So.
Yeah. Totally, bro. Totally. Looking out for the proletariat. Let's check another caller here. We got a couple people lined up. Blocked caller number. You're on the air. Who is this?
Yo, Vince. What's up?
Oh, motherfucking Jaya. It's Crappy Airbags. What's up, Crappy Airbags? I got that right this time.
Crappy
Nothing
air?
Much.
Crappy Airbags? Yes. You're on.
Don't ask.
You're on right now with Anon Sicko, Jackal Anon, and my lovely guest tonight, Lisa Shalom.
Lisa Shalom, like Shalom Shalom, Mashugana Oive Shalom.
I what?
Yes.
Exactly.
So Vince, it was real funny tonight on Twitter. Some guy from his Twitter name is @Chris_PI. And he had a link to his page to CaneConsultingInc.net. And he says he does vulnerability and risk assessment, police officer training programs, and all this other shit. So I doxed him. And if you look at my Twitter stream, it's really funny. A couple of people have done this to me. I said, Sean Allen Kane, age 41 of 1396 South 1525th West Syracuse, Utah. Why are you following me on Twitter? Within 5 seconds, he stopped following me, and then he changed his profile and took his business name off of his Twitter fucking profile. But what a jackwad. How can you fucking call yourself a security outfit if a dildo like me can dox you in like 4 seconds? That's all.
That's funny.
No, it's.
And you put that on Twitter? You didn't do a paste pen or anything? You actually put it on Twitter?
Yeah, you think I'm going to get in trouble?
Yeah, I would delete that tweet.
Really?
Yeah, that's why Kayla got deleted on
but whatever. But he followed me. He instigated.
Oh, okay.
I didn't follow him. He started following me. I already told all the fucking dickhead white hats who start following me that I'm not a white hat, I'm not a black hat, I'm not an outlaw, I'm not a fucking criminal, and I'm not a fucking
hat?
Cop.
You going to call yourself a gray hat? Or a red hat? Are you a red hat?
No, I got a Zorro hat.
I'm a pink hat.
I got a Zorro hat to go with my Guy Fawkes mask, which, to speak of, I was at the Halloween store today, and the Guy Fawkes mask, it's really funny. They have, like, one rack of each kind of mask, and then you go back around the corner, and there's, like, 15 rows of Guy Fawkes masks, and I live around Philadelphia, and the guy's like, I don't know why we got so many of these.
That shop on Hate Street in San Francisco got tons of them. Like, for Outpart, the first, like, two. Like, they got tons of them.
Of course. Yeah.
That's so you think I'm going to get kicked for putting that guy's docs up there, dude? Because I'll just delete the tweet and paste it.
I would personally delete the tweet. You already done what you wanted to do, and he's not following
you. You're right.
Enough.
No, but his tweets are private, so I put a follow request in for him.
That's funny.
That's all. I know. Sorry, Vince.
Just don't let it happen again.
I love you, brother.
Let's do a little chat room shout out while we got a chance here. Big ups to Loops in the building. Also, Anon Korea. Out of nowhere, we have Anon Korea in the building. Anon Sicko, Crappy Fenders, Ghost Zero, Goose Cream Soup, Jackal Anon, Mary Mad, McPeepants. McPeepants, thank you for joining me. That's probably going to be the
Mary Mad McPeepants, or no? Okay, no, that's two people. All right, never mind.
Yeah. Motormouth News in the house, big, providing us with transparent scrolling today. So that's actually an
improvement. Holy fuck.
Cabot Crew. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Select the text if you want to see it. Just select it.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, 1966 is in the house. Also, Suski and Tyrone. Hey, shout out to Tyrone and holding it down. And last but not least, Wendigo.
Oh, what's yeah. up, Wendigo?
Spence in the Bay here with Crappy Airbags, Jackal Anon Sicko, and my in-studio guest, Lisa Shalom. She's the international activist sensation who's gracing us here live in the Bay. And we're taking calls, folks.
When can I do a live show?
Dude, you know,
do I right now?
I should be asking you that, dude.
What are you doing right now?
Dude, well, no, he wants to be in the studio, though. You're fucking anonymous. You should be telling me.
You don't want to be here when Vince is eating burritos for dinner anyway.
Yeah, I've seen video. It's funny.
For dinner?
I had a nice, healthy burrito today. Courtesy of the folks down there at Zona Rosa Taqueria on Upper Haight. Let's go to the phone lines. I got another blocked caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? What's on your mind tonight? Yeah, hey. Go ahead, caller. Yeah, hey. Hi. Who are you? Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, hey. Tom. Hello?
You're Tom? Hi, Tom. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, how you doing? Oh, no. I just wanted to throw in my tidbit. I happen to work near the protest at McDonald's, and I heard you guys talking about what's going on at Burger King.
Yeah. Why? What's up?
I have a little insight on what's going on, I think what's going on in Burger King, because it's happening over at the McDonald's on Broadway near Liberty Street. The protesters are using our bathroom as a makeshift shower, and our manager basically said,
sorry.
It's true.
It's funny.
No, no. They are
this
using
it. This is not a laughing matter, okay? This is serious.
I'm being honest. They're using it as a shower.
They're trying to run a legit business. Go ahead, sir. This is the manager from McDonald's.
And our manager doesn't want us to let them in to use the bathroom or want them to service them anymore. So I believe it's happening also in Burger King.
I just see that being a problem.
Well, I cannot confirm nor deny. I'm not around there at this moment right now.
I'm just letting you know. I heard the individual say that they're going to protest Burger King, but it's
no. We're not protesting them. We just call bombed them for about 24 hours. It's over.
I just think that they're doing the right thing. If you're going into the establishment, you know, and I understand, but the other individuals who use it to trash the bathroom, you know, then of course it sheds a bad light on the other protesters, you know.
Well, who's to say who's a protester?
That's what I'm saying.
Anybody can go in.
Let's be honest, dude. They all look the same. They all look the same.
No,
he's right. He's right. They do all look the same. They're all a little bit
in Manhattan.
Up.
They all look
they
the same.
Up. No. They showed up on the first day already unshaved, unkempt. They already looked like they hadn't had a shower in a week or two.
We had a guy mask, and Anonymous has a hotel room.
That's the other thing. All these Anonymous people, they're supposed to be like dressed in a suit, you know, with a suit and tie and all clean cut, and all I see is a bunch of burnout hippies. I agree with caller Tom here. Go ahead, continue.
Motormouth News raises a very good point.
You guys are on the internet behind your computer, your keyboards, and your monitors. This guy is there on the ground living it. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm not on the ground. I'm the McDonald's like a block down, and they come to eat in the morning. They give us business. I appreciate their business. Our manager loves it. The point is that some of them have been living the bathroom filthy. And in response, our manager has said he doesn't want them using the bathroom and it's gotten to the point where he doesn't want their business anymore. They only come in to get coffee or, you know, little things, and then they just hang out.
Okay. Now on this case, it wasn't against protesters. It was against Anonymous, the Guy Fox mask, when he walked in. I can tell you very clearly that Anonymous has a hotel room very close to the park for not only supplies, food, and stuff like that for our brothers, but for places that people can go and take showers. We have it for an entire month.
Well, listen, bro, I work in the McDonald's, and I know what I see. If you call me a liar, then by all means, come to the McDonald's. I'm telling you.
It's a trick, Jeff.
Lisa, come on. This is not a laughing matter. Come on, this is serious.
This is fucking
hilarious. I'm only going in defense for Burger King because it happens at McDonald's, at our franchise there on Broadway. I mean, they're using the bathroom.
So do you want them to come in and get a Big Mac or not?
No, I'm not the manager. I'm glad you know what the manager told us to do. They're no longer allowed to use the bathroom.
The complaint seems to be that it's specifically the kids with the masks. Now, are you noticing that a disproportionate, are all the kids with the masks, are they in particular, causing problems?
There's no wearing masks entering the McDonald's there. I don't, all we get is the guys with the matted hair, the grungy.
No, that's not our people. Our people wear masks. Sure.
The people, well then, and I'm sorry, there's no one coming with masks, or they take them off. I don't see anybody coming with masks.
Okay. Like, our people wear masks, 24/7 when they're protesting.
No. Well, the majority of the guys at the park, they don't wear masks either.
That's because they get arrested. They're not wearing masks up there, dude.
Yeah,
what are you talking about, Sicko?
No, Sicko didn't say that. Whoa.
No, this
they're
is Jackal.
Wearing them backwards?
No, this is Jackal.
Sorry, Jackal.
And they are wearing them. Wearing them. Anon New York is wearing them.
No.
Sonya's wearing them.
Let me tell you what's going on. They wear the handkerchiefs. I've seen that a lot. But
no, that's a Guy Fawkes mask.
No.
Protecting from gas.
I don't know. Not to mention the numbers are diminishing. You guys are talking like this thing is increasing. It's diminishing.
I'm not really talking about...
So, like, something interesting. Something interesting to just take note of is just how, you know, there's protesters going into the Burger King to eat. Now, if there were more protesters, I mean, if there was a consideration of all the issues that are out there, there would be more protesters protesting those protesters for eating at Burger King. And then there would also be protesters protesting because they believe that, whatever, the workers should be unionized at Burger King. And, you know, it goes on forever. And that's, it's like...
I believe they have the right to protest, but this is kind of ridiculous. I mean... They're out there. I don't know what the hell they're doing. All I care is when they come to our establishment and they just trash the bathroom. That's all I care.
Yeah. Well, what I don't get is, aren't they supposed to be anti-corporation? They're not even supposed to. If they should be. If I was another protester, I would get on their ass for going to Burger King in the first place. Isn't that who they're
I agree
to be
with you.
Protesting against?
I agree with you absolutely.
Like, shame on you for going there in the first place.
Yeah, we shouldn't. We shouldn't.
Aren't they supposed to be part of the problem?
Well,
I need,
you know what?
Yeah, fight the power. Hang on, I gotta go get a Coke and a Big Mac. I'll be right back.
Yeah, but when you want a Big Mac, you want a Big Mac. You can't get that anywhere.
They're hypocritical. That's what I say. They're hypocrites.
I don't think it's so much of a hypocrite thing as the. I mean,
they want a Big Mac.
It's not even that. It's if you're out in public and you want to get something to eat, what are your choices? You know what I mean?
It's cheap.
Those are your choices, and
bring a veggie burger or whatever they eat. Some of them don't eat meat. I don't know.
Yeah, I understand. We've been putting up phone numbers of vegan and vegetarian restaurants local that will deliver on Twitter. We closed down a pizza restaurant because we ordered too much pizza in an hour.
And they're still that pizza place is still delivering.
I know.
Out there.
We got him $2,000 worth of orders in 30 minutes.
Well, I mean, our McDonald's is open 24/7. There's not that many people there tonight. The rumor is around here that they're about to get thrown out of the park in the next 2 days. That's just from eavesdropping on the cops to come in here. They're about to get thrown out. So it's going to get interesting in the next couple of days.
Will you guys deliver to the park?
We don't deliver. No. McDonald's, you come in and take out.
I was just saying, you deliver, I'll get you business.
On the slight tip, maybe, on the slight tip. You know, I'll sell you a burger for tenfold of the price.
A $10 Big Mac?
That better be a good Big Mac with extra sauce.
So what else are you overhearing when the cops are in there, bro? What else are they saying besides they're kicking us out in 2 days?
Nah, they're not. They're saying that they're going to throw you out of the park, not taking you out.
Well, that's
they were kettling last night.
Were they talking about squirting females in the face with mace as well? And were they getting a good chuckle about that?
No, I didn't get to hear that much.
Did you see them yesterday morning mace three females, for no reason?
I saw it in the news today, and I got to tell you this much. In New York City, when they tell you to move, you move, and they didn't move. So what happened was...
No.
Hold on.
They had them wrapped. They had a orange net wrapped around these people.
Yeah, there's no net wrapped around. They
telling
can't
them move. To move because they couldn't move.
I know what you say, but I grew up all my life. I respect the police, and I've been hit over the head when I didn't move. I'm a knucklehead. You know, I smoke my weed, and they tell me they catch me. I'd rather take the beating than go to jail. You know, but
I'd like to share something with you. I'd like to share something with you. In 2005, I was arrested in New York City for riding in critical mass. I don't know if you know critical mass. Critical mass is a bicycle rider.
Those are the bikes, the bike riders. Yeah, exactly.
Critical mass is this Friday. I think there needs to be a nexus of critical mass plus Anons plus Adbusters.
There you go.
Yeah, they're doing it. Sabu put the call out. It's happening. It's already happening.
I'm not pro bicycle. I like my big cars. So
I'll finish my thought.
Well, that's a fucking surprise.
I like a big car. I'm sorry, but if you like pedaling and you're one of them save the environment types, you're not my friend.
Shall I finish my thought?
Sure.
Which is that you were saying when the cops tell you to get out of the way, you get out of the way. If there's occasionally a time and a place to take a stand and say, actually, I feel I have the right to be here. And in 2005, the critical mass riders, that's what we did. We felt we had the right to be on a critical mass ride, and we all got arrested. Or not we all, a good 14 of us got arrested in February. And the arrest continued. They were going on before that month, and they were continued over the next year, so I'm not really sure exactly how long. And eventually, after the court cases, we brought a suit against the city of New York to basically to countersue and to say that our freedom of movement and our freedom of expression was restricted unlawfully, and we won the case. It was worth.
They lose all their lawsuits on that shit. They lose the people. They lose the lawsuits to the people that they body check off of bicycles for no fucking reason.
That's right.
They always lose their lawsuits. Sue the fucking piss out of them is the fucking. That's the lesson learned there. Sue them.
Guys, the city doesn't care. The taxpayer pays this. They don't care.
Yeah, and we don't live in New York City, so you pay it, motherfucker.
They do.
But realistically. Me, the taxpayer, probably I'll see 2 pennies going towards your lawsuit. I don't care.
You'll see a lot more than
money.
That, bro. You will see a lot more than that.
The point is that critical mass is there as a very powerful and positive voice in order to bring awareness to using alternative transportation. And also,
you have as much right as being on the road as a car. Being on the road.
Yeah.
So.
Amen. And this is, you know, we were charged with parading without a license.
I give you every right to ride your bicycle. You do what you want. You want to sue, you do whatever you want. But on the same token, I don't like bicycle lanes. I can't drive my big car. So I have the right to like what I want, and you like the right to like what you want.
Yes, and the point is that we should not be arrested for liking what we like and just trying to make a point for liking what you like.
Yeah, you don't get arrested when you're tootling around in your Ford Excursion
that belches
60 tons of hydrocarbon in its lifetime.
I've been arrested for smoking weed, so what's the point?
So what do you
feel
about...
Well, that doesn't mean you're not a douche.
I'll let you know.
This kind of anger, where does it get us?
That was a call for, bro.
So what do you feel about a fellow anon, a female that was protesting topless? New York does not have an anti-topless law for women.
It's not against the law.
Yeah, but she was not only arrested, she was put into a mental institute for 24 hours.
Well, you got to think, why would someone be topless anyway?
Why not? They have the right to.
Why would they? Then something wrong with them. I wish there was a lot of titties in my face. I mean,
there is. Go to the park.
You don't want to see those titties in your face, bro.
Those are grungy titties. Those are dirty, grungy titties. I don't want to see that.
I'm glad the conversation has progressed and entered higher realms of consciousness.
Hey, tits are getting the fuck out.
Those titties are flapjack titties. I don't want to see that. Come on.
But still, they have the right to do it as much as anybody else.
You're right.
They still get arrested.
Maybe someone took offense to the titties. I don't know.
Not only did she get arrested, but she got put in a mental institution for 24 hours.
And she had tests
done. Well, she should sue, too, because she'll win her lawsuit.
That's happening.
More money. I hope I get some money out of that, too.
Come protest us with us.
Go down there and get beat up.
More money.
I got a fish on a radio show. I'll be back.
Dead air. It's gonna happen.
What's happening to my radio show?
Yeah. What's happening to your radio show? That's my question.
Vince, you haven't had control of the radio show.
What's happening to the fucking radio show? I left. I was in the other room talking to one of the associate producers. What did I miss? What the fuck's going on?
We're talking about tits.
Oh, perfect. Lisa, are you going to show yours anytime soon? Are you going to be a sex? Are they trying to get you to be a sexy fox? Is that what's going on?
She definitely should be.
Balls to you.
She found that one. Okay, this is great. This is the one drawback of having an in studio guest is she is
international.
What
Judge the Quran Day? Yes.
Jesus Christ! I'm getting trolled by Lisa Shalom right now. Hey, come on, stop. Here, at least play this one. This is a good one. 9,000 is a good one.
It's over 9,000.
There you go. Yeah. Anyway, who do we got here? We got Anon Sicko, Jackal Anon, Crappy Airbags is still here. Vincent the Bay's back, holding it down. We lost Tom. Tom, you guys scared Tom off. That's too bad. He was the guy that was from McDonald's. So anyway, we're at, Jesus Christ, we got 20 minutes left to go. I haven't played any music tonight, have I? It's just been a free form.
Banana?
What?
I'm playing this band that I'm in, Montreal.
You better, it's almost, send me the link or whatever. I'll try to get it on.
I can just play it for my iTunes.
No, that's unacceptable. Okay. No, you have to send it to me. If you want me to play your music by request, you have to get it to me before the show starts, ideally. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work to finagle it on air, on the fly. But I'll do the best I can. All right? And this has been a fantastical night holding it down here with my homegirl from back in the day, old school friend. And activist Lisa Shalom has been here, fellas. Thank you for being very cordial to my friend Lisa. Everybody's been very, very civil in their discussions on tonight's program. Everybody's been well behaved. There's been minimal scrolling. The scrolling that has transpired has been relatively transparent and viewable, thanks to Motor Mountain News, who's just doing the white text, apparently. So, good times. Shalom, what kind of music are you listening to these days? What kind of music do you like?
I'm listening to Max Banana out of Montreal. And maybe it's not really fair for me to say that because I'm actually in the band, but...
That's funny. You know what? I think those guys are hanging out down there at the protest down there on Wall Street. They're hanging out, and let's cut to Wall Street. We haven't checked back in with the protesters in a while. Let's see what's going on down there. Let's see what they're doing. We're gonna cut to the live feed. Oh wait, I forgot. Wait, before we do that. Did you, while I was gone, did you happen to do a kazoo solo while I was out? No? No kazoo solo? Okay. Lisa Shalom is an internationally famous kazoo player. She performed on the streets of San Francisco earlier today, and hopefully we'll get her to do it live on air before the show's over. So stay tuned for that. We're gonna wrap up the show in about 15 minutes. So if you want to get in, call now 347-826-7667. Press number one. I'll bring you on. And I'm gonna take a quick little break. But before I do that, let's check in. We're gonna go live down to down there on the streets in New York City and Manhattan to the Occupy Wall Street protests. Let's check in now with our live feed. See what's going on down there. Is this the General Assembly?
You should post the link in the chat because we're never looking at the same one.
Let's go to this live stream that we're pumping through the system here. Vincent the Bay live, broadcast live from the protesters on the street there in Lower Manhattan.
Four, four,
right, okay, that's enough. All right, we get it. They're showing solidarity. All right, they're occupying Wall Street. Another year, another week. I've been days now. All right.
Miles, to you.
Can you hear me?
I can totally hear you, bro. What's up?
I just wanted to know that everybody can look at a new sexy fox in like 5 seconds.
Thanks for the update.
Brand new sexy fox. You heard live right here on the air a brand new sexy fox.
I'm about to hit enter. So.
Uh-oh.
That's what she said.
Oh, shoot. Okay, it went to the wrong website. It's on your non-new.
Nice.
Let me delete that real quick. So about 5 minutes will be a new one.
All right, very good. All right, we're gonna lock shit down here and come right back and end the show. I feel like I've kind of let things get away from me here. I thank everybody for joining me in the studio. I'm gonna lock shit down right now and come right back and finish the show. If you want to get in on this, 347-826-7667. It's your Shalom in the his owl. Locking motherfucking shit down, bitches. B-I-T-B for life.
Just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Of all secrets, I'm the best chef. Making sure my first step is my best step. I've watched my investments while the rest slept. And changed tunes like the faders on the best text. Yes, I'm a mile under the floor. With a switch up of a cushion, a towel under the door. You remember me as the tallest one of the four. Every time you come and check out your boy, he yeah, hot like the tip of a blowtorch. Can lift up a show horse with little or no force. It's heavy but low voice. Making ladies go, boys don't front. People fill up the joint, there's no choice. I'm running my mouthpiece, and I outreach to the power of devout speech. While you shout beef, screaming from your couch seat, we devout heat, and we come to
hunt. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Second half of a double header. Tune up the trouble setter. Here to make it bubble better. Rhinoceros face, thick as Barney Rubble sweater. And I'm blowing like the coldest.
Dudes, I'm looking at some of these sexy fox. I like it. So I think there needs to be a separate boner channel.
Think that I'm insane, I'm a plain citizen. People call me up my name, I remain disciplined. Hey, a wicked sentence and a vicious blend. Has more wealth than the wallets of the richest men. It's interesting, pay attention to what you witness in. The love of the art form, not just the dividends. Yeah. All eyes on me. But please don't put the rumors and them lies on me. Cause I'm just that clown to come with the fat sound. Charlie Tuna, I live and we come to
hunt.
In the concrete jungle like wild animals. Stomach growling like lions, it's understandable. Rappers will run right upon you and try to battle you. Quicker than a cheetah run up on a caribou. What up, Tuna? The blacksmith is back with the backflip flow. I got the survival tactics. Crack it, open like the seal on the package. Came with a message. We must retain the freshness. Lame and your brain depressing. Is this what the game is left with?
Word?
Oh, homie, name is weapon. Soon as Mr. International stepping, you're rapping irresponsible, irrational deficit. Ready, you got enough lyrics, I'll be stocking up. Get on some Vince Vaughn, you better lock it up. Is it live or what? We came to rock it now. Treat it like it's out of pocket.
We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Great percent. 877-826-7667.
Hit it!
Wow. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi.
Le organizzazioni
indipendenti non sono fermate oggi,
con
alcuni geniali creativi è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di rendere autoceo un
finale in
down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace. Victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
All motherfucking Jaya. I just nailed myself in the mouth. The microphone. What up, everybody? It's Vince in the Bay. Hey, hey, hey. We got, we're going to wrap it up here in about 10 minutes. I got Lisa Shalom holding me down in the studio tonight. And also on the line, good friends of the program, my guests on the panel right now, Anon Sicko, Jackal Anon, and Crappy Airbags. And Crappy Airbags, yes. Are you impressed with that name? Dude,
impressed is not the right word.
Well, you got to impress us with the kazoo solo.
No problem.
Are you gonna do it amplified through the megaphone too, or just do it?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Lisa Shalom. She's a world-renowned activist and kazoo soloist. We're gonna have her perform right now live a cappella. Go for it.
Everybody to know that the domain fuck Kishu literally was just registered today.
I wanted to say before we have a tango down, Operation Syria in effect once again. This is itrc.gov.sy. I don't know what that's supposed to be the page for.
That's the internet security for Syria.
There you go.
Fucked up my website. I will shoot that RPG at you.
What's really funny? What's really really funny is that their president or dictator, whatever you want to call him, is a hacking nerd. Like that's what he likes to do, like for fun. And so it's funny that his entire stuff.
Bashar al-Assad.
Yes, he loves. He has
his own cyber army, dude. He's got.
I know.
Own cyber
he attacked
army.
One of my sites once.
And they suck.
Yeah, but their defaces are epic, even though they're gory. Like they are epic.
That's so crazy.
Lisa, Motormouth News wants to know if you're going to do a sexy fox.
Yeah, Vince has a mask.
I can ask that. Motormouth News. No.
Okay. Do you not like the site?
Yeah, I just had the privilege and pleasure of looking at it with Vince here.
Is he fapping?
But you don't have to be naked though. Some of these people are naked.
Some people are not naked. What was that?
You don't have to be naked.
So then, let me see.
She has to be naked, though. That one right there needs to be naked.
Wow.
Some of these. Whoa.
Yeah, Motormouth News says that you have to do it with your kazoo, too.
Okay. Oh, that could be fun.
If Motormouth News says, then.
Yeah, you don't know Motormouth News. He's part of the cabin crew.
Oh, God.
Balls to you.
Hey, anybody know what happened to Cherry Bomb?
No.
Is Cherry Bomb a boy or a girl?
She's a girl.
Supposed to be a chick. All right, hang on. Let's
think she got off. I guessed where she lived based on a couple comments, so she deleted Cherry Bomb 88. But now Cherry Bomb is back.
No. Cherry Bomb 88 was got nixed, and she went back to the original Cherry Bomb.
Yeah, Cherry Bomb got thrown out for telling profanity to Twitter for the saying that the hashtag Occupy Wall Street was being censored. So then she swept to Cherry Bomb 88, and I believe I guessed what city she lived in this morning, and then her Twitter was completely erased, and I think she's back at.
Regular cherry bomb. Yeah, I got you. Okay, cool. Good times. We got another caller here. Caller from 858. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
I heard naked people. Where's the naked people?
Oh, brother. Why do you do this at the last minute every time?
Just the way it works out. Just
all right, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, good. I'm glad Lisa Shalom, my good friend. I was afraid you weren't going to get to experience the Jew, but the one angry Jew is here. Jew, my guest tonight is Lisa Shalom, of all people. So say hello.
What is Lisa's claim to fame, other than having a salutation in her name?
I don't have one. I'm not famous.
Are you naked?
Under my clothes, I guess.
Well, what's with this naked stuff? Oh, here's another sexy fox sent to me by RSS. Let's see.
What kind of establishment are you running here?
Who is this blonde woman in the sexy fox thing? Nice body on her. I'll tell you what, that's what I would do with that for a couple of hours. Amazing. So who is that, Vince?
My guest, Lisa Shalom. She's a good friend of mine. We've known each other for about 7 years. She's an activist. She does.
Vince, he's asking who the naked woman is in that photo. So please don't spread some misinformation.
Oh, the naked woman. I don't know. There's a brand new sexy fox out there. I don't know who she is. I can't tell you who it is. But
those are magnificent breasts. What kind of activism does Ms. Shalom do?
Well, we kind of went into it in detail on the show. If you were
do a radio reset for those of us.
Well, she's got a long history of doing predominantly animal rights activism, but she's also branched off into other things as well. But I think her greatest work was if there's a claim to fame, she worked on the Sea Shepherd. I don't know if you're familiar with the television show Whale Wars. But that guy that runs Sea Shepherd, she was crewed up on his ship years ago and battled sealers on the ice of Canada, and she did a lot of direct action work on that front.
Lisa. You do regular massage, right?
Dude. How do you know?
Explain this Reiki to me, because let me tell you something. Reiki to me is almost like someone saying, you know what, I'm going to masturbate you, but not touch you. I don't get it.
This is, there's 60 seconds left in the show, so I don't know if I can explain Reiki to you in that amount of time, but Reiki is basically energetic healing, which focuses on the chakra system, which is the Indian... am I still in here?
Yeah, you're still in here. Oh. Here, hang on a second.
Yeah.
All right, folks. the live broadcast is going to end in about 20 seconds. So I just want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in, that's been tuning in live. The show will continue on for a little bit because the One Angry Jew wants to get the lowdown on Reiki. So if you're dialed in right now, stay dialed in. We're going to continue with the Jew and Lisa, but we're going to say goodbye to all our live listeners. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, and catch the rest of the show in the archive. But all right, we're clear. We're into the overtime portion of the show. Anon Sicko, Jackal Anon, Crappy Airbags, One Angry Jew, Lisa Shalom, and several other listeners were locked in here. This is going to be officially on the podcast, although we're not broadcasting live anymore. But we're going to continue the discussion because the Jew decided to join us late. And so we're going to get him up to speed on Lisa Shalom and her work. I'm going to turn it back over to Lisa. Go ahead, honey.
Hello.
Lisa, are you on a speakerphone? Are you on a speakerphone?
No.
No, Jude, she's in the studio with me. She's my in-studio guest tonight. She's in studio.
What's going on with you?
She's sharing the microphone with me.
Okay, what's going on with that? With all the reverb going on back there?
Oh.
Reverb. I don't know. It could be we're both monitoring off the same thing. We're both monitoring off the same thing. I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of feedback.
Well, nobody's told you.
Do you have the show on this?
Nobody's told you. It sounds really doesn't sound good. Not your usual quality.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. I do have her and I both monitoring off the same M audio units and. We've been sharing the mic together, and it's possible that there's something that got crisscrossed in the wire in the mixer. I don't know, but I can hear you fine, dude. Go ahead, man.
All right, let me ask you a question, Lisa. Happy endings, yes or no?
I think I'm done with this conversation, to be honest.
Oh wow, didn't take me long, did it?
No, didn't. Really didn't.
My All next right, coach. Question was going to be, how do you do a happy ending Reiki? That was the question I really wanted to hear.
Wrong guest, dude. I had a guest. I had a guest a couple of couple of months ago. My last in-studio guest, Mr. Tay Devon, did a whole show with him talking about Reiki. He does Reiki. She does not. But are you doing?
Well, I mean, I have a certification in my level in Reiki, but I don't understand. Why is that off limits? Why is that all of a sudden taboo? You don't want to talk about it.
Off limits? I mean, because I don't know who you are, and I don't know, you know.
Well, what difference does it make? Well, wait a minute. What difference does it make? Yeah, the penis is there. It's sitting there. It's attached. It's been there forever. Why ignore it? It needs
okay,
to get massaged too.
Okay. I think that.
Hey Lisa, do you do ear candling?
Who's talking now?
It's crappy airbags.
That's crappy airbags. What the hell are you talking about, crappy airbags?
Ear candling, or hot stone therapy.
I've tried it a couple times,
yeah.
Yes,
I have. Thanks for asking.
Happy
year,
thanks. You're welcome.
All right,
there it is. All right,
hey.
Go ahead, Jackal Anon. Anything you have for us?
I know that we're actually off air.
But
for the people that are guests called in, we found the name of the person that pepper sprayed the women inside the kettle.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I'll dox the fuck out of him. That's why I'll stay up all night and I will dox that motherfucker, guaranteed.
We're doing it in the cabin right now. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, but I got paid services I can use.
Yeah.
People finder. I got paid subscription yearly.
Yeah, we need to dox the hell out of him. We need to put anonymous masks on his house.
So what's his name so I can start? Or at least send me a cabin crew URL, bro. Can you do that? I know I'm an asshole, but.
Yeah, I'll send you one.
DM or here, private chat?
No, I'll do it in DM. I don't trust the private chat on here.
Okay.
All right.
Later. Perfect. Okay, everybody's happy. Good times. We'll hopefully hear some reportage back on whatever the hell that was. And that's it, everybody. That's the show. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate Jackal, Crappy, and everybody for calling in, except for the one angry Jew. He always calls in at the last minute and just ruins things. But whatever. Thank you, Lisa, for showing up. Any final thoughts from you, Lisa, before we sign off?
Thanks for having me.
Of course. As always, you're always welcome here. It's been a pleasure, pleasuring all of you. I'm Vince in the Bay. That's it. Good night. Thanks for coming out. Peace out, yo.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long.
Well, after
superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bum. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me hit that blunt. Pimp C8 ball and MJG. Keep spitting that G to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. My nigga C got locked up. But these real hoes still know they got the fuck. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, but with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Your mind is gone, your brain is laid. You've been wide awake for the last 3 days. Popping pills, it goes down for real. Don't stop, just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and L.A., ask Dave Chappelle about my rich bitch. He got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't want to be like me. I come from East Oakland where the young kids hype me. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Too short, up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
Thank you, very nice.